We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So as we've already mentioned, California is rolling back substantially a lot of what it had already in recent weeks reopened. With us once again is Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo, who is chair of epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of California, San Francisco. So where did we go wrong, Doc?
Well, I think California, what we did right first was we closed down really well back in March. We did that early. We all did it together. What we didn't do well is to realize that when we open up, we have to take the precautions. We have to all mask. That's one of the things we didn't do well. And we probably didn't quite realize how dangerous the indoor environments are for spreading. And so now we need a hard reset. That's what we're doing now. We have to do it across the state so that we can get this under control.
Well, let's play Monday afternoon quarterback, though. Should we have waited a few more weeks in retrospect to start the reopening? Should we have done them slower? Because we mentioned masking. We've talked for, I think, hours now about masks on this show. Some people are just not going to wear them or get the message. So in terms of what we did we need it to go at a slower pace?
Yeah, I think, so first of all, let me just say that we're still evolving what we learn about the virus. And I think that probably if I had to do things differently and Monday morning quarterback, I would have, again, yes, we should have all masked and we should have done it as a state. We should have never let there be any exceptions on that. We know there'll be variability across individuals, but I think across counties and states, we have to be consistent. But the thing I think we might have done differently and now know more about the virus is that we probably should have paid more attention to the indoor environments and then the outdoor environments, things like beaches and outdoor parks and things like that, are probably safer on average as long as they're not crowds. But the indoor environments, the bars, the restaurants, they're risky because the virus likes to stay in the air indoors. And those activities are ones where you take your mask off to eat. And so you're more at risk.
So doesn't that actually mean that until such time when, if there's a vaccine that's effective, you really have to keep those kinds of places, bars, indoor dining, closed? Because otherwise, once you start it up again, at some point it's going to come back again.
Yeah, I think that you might be right. We don't quite know. Here's the problem right now. Right now, what we're seeing is transmission is going up at such a rate that we're reaching that phase of viral thing that the exponential growth that we always fear with viral transmission. And so that means now when you go into a restaurant or even when you go outside, you're more likely to encounter someone who might be infected because there's just more transmission going on right now. That's why it's important to take a hard stop and really get back inside, make sure the virus has no place to go. And so there will be fewer of us who are actually have the virus and are transmitting it. And then we can start to again think about how do we reopen. I think we'll be reopening things that people can stay distanced and are ventilated earlier. And then some of the things like you suggest, like closed indoor environments where the mask is off, will probably be the last things to reopen.
So if a certain number of people got, bored with quarantine after Memorial Day and then started going out, and then another group got bored after the 4th of July and started going out, a big rollback now of the openings, the back and forth, do you start to lose more people because they get angry about closures, or does it wake them up? And what you think happens and what you hope happens, I guess, can be two different things when answering that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, let's be frank. We're all really tired of this. We're tired of talking about masks. We're tired of talking about coronavirus. And I think the idea of going back inside, you know, it's there's a lot of fatigue when thinking about this. But I hope it's a wake-up call. And to me, some of the discussions about school, I think we all wished we were at a point where we had flattened the curve, we had slowly reopened so that we could think about more reopening and weren't worried about schools for the fall. But I think it's a real wake-up call to think that something we did so well in March, now in July, we have parts of our state that really are probably as bad as some of the states that are worst off right now. And I think we have to get to the point where we say, yeah, let's hunker down and then let's open much more slowly so that we can really do all the things that we need to do. And in this case, I think also we have to be worried about finding a way that we can control community transmission enough that we can do things like essential things like schools reopening.
Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo, Chair of Epidemiology, Biostatistics, University of California, San Francisco.